Following Campion's execution, the Jesuit mission in England floundered. It still had not been able to establish a stronghold by the time Henry Garnet arrived in England in 1586. With the growing tensions between Spain and England, an anti-Catholic wave of hysteria swept across England. In response to such palpable anti-Catholic feelings, Garnet wrote to Rome asking for more help on the English mission. The Vatican's response was to send a charismatic young Jesuit priest named John Gerard. John Gerard came from a Catholic family in Derbyshire. His father had been imprisoned for his part in a plot to rescue Mary, Queen of Scots. Gerard studied at William Allen's English College at Rheims, and after a quick trip home, Gerard left for Rome. He was caught before he could escape England and subsequently imprisoned. After his release, he fled to Rome, where he finished his studies at the English College and joined the Society of Jesus. Upon Gerard's return to England as a Jesuit, Garnet and Gerard formed a new strategy to save England. To convert as much of the population as possible, the two concluded that it would be best to start with the upper levels of society and to let the conversions filter down to the lower classes. Therefore, the main focus was on the English aristocracy. Another obstacle that presented itself a year before Garnet arrived in England, a new law had been passed in the Treason Act of 1585 that made it illegal to help a Jesuit priest in any way. The penalty for helping such a priest was death. Nicholas Owen was Henry Garnet's way to combat the growing fear of the English Catholics to assist Jesuit priests in their conspiratorial work. Nicholas Owen stayed at Oxford while his fellow Catholic students fled England to attend Allen's English College abroad. He took on an apprenticeship with a joiner, constructing permanent wooden structures and houses, and after a number of years, he presented himself to Garnet with a request to be his servant. Owen's talent was constructing secret hiding places that fit seamlessly into the layouts of existing homes. Owen was nicknamed Little John, and his job was to travel the English countryside erecting priest hideaways inside Catholic houses. He would arrive at a home and pose as a carpenter performing routine repairs on the house, and in this way he openly carried out his secret work. His special skill was his ability to make each individual hideout different in every home he visited. In this way, Owen's architectural genius often eluded counterintelligence of the English government and the prying eyes of anti-Catholic neighbors. Owen experienced the perils of assisting with the Catholic cause first in 1594 when he was taken prisoner and tortured in the Tower of London. Even when subjected to brutal torture, Owen never gave away his secrets. He was therefore responsible for saving hundreds of Jesuits and their Catholic keepers throughout England.